Macmillan Audio presents The Eye of the World by Robert Jordan. Narrated for you by Rosamund Pike. And the shadow fell upon the land, and the world was riven, stone from stone. The oceans fled, and the mountains were swallowed up, and the nations were scattered to the eight corners of the world. The moon was as blood, and the sun was as ashes. The seas boiled, and the living envied the dead. All was shattered, and all but memory lost, and one memory above all others, of him who brought the shadow and the breaking of the world, and him they named Dragon. From Aleph Nin Tairin Alta Camorra. The Breaking of the World. Author unknown. The Fourth Age. And it came to pass in those days, as it had come before and would come again, that the dark lay heavy on the land and weighed down the hearts of men, and the green things failed and hope died. And men cried out to the Creator, saying, O light of the heavens, light of the world, let the promised one be born of the mountain, according to the prophecies, as he was in ages past and will be in ages to come. Let the prince of the morning sing to the land that green things will grow and the valleys give forth lambs. Let the arm of the Lord of the Dawn shelter us from the dark, and the great sword of justice defend us. Let the dragon ride again on the winds of time. From Haral Drianaan Te Calamon, The Cycle of the Dragon, author unknown, The Fourth Age. Prologue. Dragon Mount. The palace still shook occasionally as the earth rumbled in memory, groaned as if it would deny what had happened. Bars of sunlight cast through rents in the walls made motes of dust glitter where they yet hung in the air. Scorch marks marred the walls, the floors, the ceilings. Broad black smears crossed the blistered paints and gilt of once bright murals, soot overlaying crumbling friezes of men and animals which seemed to have attempted to walk before the madness grew quiet. The dead lay everywhere. Men and women and children, struck down in attempted flight by the lightnings that had flashed down every corridor, or seized by the fires that had stalked them, or sunken into stone of the palace, the stones that had flowed and sought almost alive before stillness came again. In odd counterpoint, colourful tapestries and paintings, masterworks all, hung undisturbed, except where bulging walls had pushed them awry. Finely carved furnishings inlaid with ivory and gold stood untouched, except where rippling floors had toppled them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?